It's a glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. On Hard Facts. Hard Facts.
How do we protect women from financial sabotage by husbands? On the glass ceiling, we discuss ways to destroy the invisible obstacles that prevent women from achieving social, economic, cultural, and political equality in our society. And today we're concluding our conversation about financial sabotage. We started this conversation 3 weeks ago. And if you remember, I told you that financial sabotage is a type of financial abuse. I think we're going to come back in the new year with a conversation about financial abuse itself, right? But financial sabotage is a type of financial abuse. It's when somebody stops you from making money for yourself so that they can keep you under their control. You can keep depending on them. That way, it makes you vulnerable to abuse and control. And last week, we talked about why so many men sabotage their wives financially. Today, I want us to talk about solutions. How can, and I feel terrible that I have to say protect herself from her husband. But now there we see ourselves. How can a woman protect herself from financial sabotage by her husband? What role can family, friends, the community, maybe even the government play to protect women from financial sabotage by their husbands? Now, I know that some of you are tuning in today for the very first time, and so you have no idea what we're talking about. So let me give you like a reminder. 3 weeks ago, I shared a conversation that happened on Twitter. It went viral. Many people were sharing their own stories. A chef that used to cater events, she tweeted a conversation she had with his senior colleague. That senior colleague said to her, "Enjoy all the events that you're doing now, because when you marry, there'll be days when your husband will tell you you can't go for an event." The chef now asked her, why? Maybe because we had plans or something, we had somewhere to go. The older colleague told her, no, he can just wake up and decide he doesn't want you to leave the house that day. The chef was like, "Oh, so that we can spend time together, Abby." The older colleague said, "Mbao, he will go out, but you can't go anywhere." This chef said that was when she knew that most women are seeing shege in the name of marriage. She shared that thing and so many people started telling their stories. Someone said that she did a big wedding in 2021. They hired two of them to do desserts. A night before of the event, event planner called this pastry chef who did dessert, tell and say, "I beg, can you add additional 200? Because the second person that was supposed to bring additional 200 desserts, her husband forbade her from doing the job." Another person shared how her auntie is an alaga, but her husband didn't want her to be an alaga. And so every Saturday before she would go for her event, the husband will beat her black and blue so that she can't perform that day. So after failing a number of people for a while, people stopped referring her for work. She stopped getting jobs. I told you how the GO of the Elevation Church was at an event that I emceed. And he told us a story about someone whose husband beat up his wife so badly on the morning of the day that she had to go and deliver food at a wedding. He beat her, he stripped her, he threw away the food that they were cooking to go and deliver at that event, just so that she will not go for that event. Wedding, no receive food. Madam, they don't beat her in front of her staff. Stripped her naked, beat her, threw away the food that they were preparing for the wedding. On the morning, the Saturday morning of the wedding. And when I shared these stories with you, I got a lot of calls. So many calls. I can't forget this particular call that I received.
I'm Alex.
Alex, welcome.
Yeah, this is your story. They sound so funny to me.
Okay.
First of all, I want to know, is it that those women Were they born together with those men or what? I'm married for almost 20 years now.
Okay.
I want to know, why the women not empowered by themselves? Why should you, all your life, I think our parents that took care of you, that trained you, the man just came to your life for how many years of your age?
Mm.
And then somebody will now tell you not to work. Somebody will now make you miserable. And you are still sitting there in that kind of marriage. I want to know, those men, is it that they were born, they were the same parent that they lived together with the wife? I don't understand. Because I don't know how somebody who just came to your life on just how many years or how many, I don't know, before you ever married, you were yourself. You had parents, you had siblings, you had something, you had your own dream. And then somebody will now come and say, you cannot walk. And then the women will now say, my husband? So hell with that husband. What kind of husband will make you? We make you to be miserable lifetime? What kind of husband? We make you not to be irresponsible. Kind of a man. I'm so sorry, I'm so angered with this kind of thing.
Oh, I think the anger is even affecting your network. But thank you very much for calling. That was Alex with her anger on the show that day. And I also asked you, okay, well, why do you think this happens? What do you think is happening here?
My name is Nenna.
Welcome, Nenna.
So I think it's a number of things that make men behave that way.
Okay.
But I still feel that different strokes for different folks. Mm-hmm. That has always been my saying. Because if a man knows that this woman loves herself enough not to take this nonsense from me, he will think two times before doing it. That's that. I feel that they gauge who they behave that way to. I don't like it being said, a man that beats his wife will not go and fight the policeman. Now, if he knows that she will take a step to protect herself, because we've been given adrenaline that gives us either fight, flight, or fright. Now, if she's not fighting and not running, I don't know why. What the adrenaline is making her do, like. I don't know. Because all that behavior pumps you up. You should do something with that emotion of being intimidated. I think we shouldn't be asking what should women or how do we help women. I think how do we raise women to stop tolerating this? Mm. You hear men in the process of beating their wife say, I cannot take this from you. But she's taking your beating along with your maltreating, along with your financial abuse.
Mm.
I don't know. So I think it's still all in the upbringing. And I've told you this before. The women allow men to allow them. I don't know how to explain.
But I get your point. Yes, I get what you're trying to say. Nenna, thank you so much for calling us. And that was one of the places where we left the conversation last week. Some of you said, oh, because I asked you why. Why does this thing happen? Financial sabotage. Why did it happen? Some of you said, oh, it's because the men want to control their wives. If she has her own money, it's harder to control your wife. Some said it only happens if the woman allows it to happen, like Nenna said. And today, I just want us to talk about, Ngwano, what can women do to stop financial sabotage? What can women do to stop it? How can a woman protect herself from a husband who wants to sabotage her financially? I want us to talk solutions. Today, solutions, because there are lots of women who are listening who are in this same position at the moment. How can a woman who wants to make her own money protect her business and her career from a husband who wants to destroy them? Lagos, I'm asking you. I don't have the answers. I'm coming to you with the answer, with the questions. Who should the women turn to? What steps should the women take? What are the precautions that they can take? Because it's heartbreaking that some women are in a situation where they have to protect themselves from their life partner. I can't believe we're having that conversation, but we are. The other day on Hard Facts, we talked about men who were being abused emotionally by their wives. Many of you said there's no excuse for it. There's no need to stay in a marriage where your wife is emotionally abusing you. Do you think that the same thing applies here? Do you think so? What else can a woman do to make sure her husband cannot stop her from doing her job or running her business? Who else can help her? Because, Omo, this can't be a one-woman fight. So, who else? Let's say that I know a woman who's facing this. Say she's my sister. Or she's my cousin. Her husband, they spoil her business where, or they beat her, make she no fit go work, or say she no fit climb for her career, you know? So let's say she's my sister, or my cousin, or my colleague, or my neighbor. What can I do to help her? What can all of us do to help the women around us whose husbands are sabotaging their businesses and their careers? Is there anything that we can do? Can we do anything? What can employers do? Can employers do anything? Can employers protect their women employees in any way? How about our institutions, the church, the mosque, the shrine? Do they have a role to play here? Extended family, do they have a role to play here? Does government have a role to play here? How should women, married women, protect themselves against financial sabotage? Sarah, I know plenty of questions, but I'm giving you a lot to think about so that you can talk to me properly when you call. 0700-993-993-993. 0-1-465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. 0-1-465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yes, Lucky Lola from Magburu.
Welcome, Lucky Lola.
Yes.
Lucky Lola?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Lucky? Oh, Lucky, call us back. 99.3. Hello? 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 Okay. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
My name is Maxwell.
Welcome, Maxwell. Turn that radio off.
Okay, I'll come back.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I will say the problem is mostly on the women. Oh, I have this story to share. I want to settle down, but for the past 8 years, the four women I've been with, I tried encouraging them to have something doing, to be financially stable. And one thing I keep telling them is that, what if I die?
But today we're talking about women that are already financially stable. They're already doing their own business and their husbands are spoiling it. How can women protect themselves from husbands like that?
I want to use this, my own background story, to arrive at your question.
But the background story is going left while we're going right.
Okay, how can they protect themselves?
Yes.
One, a woman needs to love herself first.
Okay.
Then, if a woman truly loves herself, she won't be with a man who wants to financially incapacitate her.
Okay.
Because self-love will make you realize who loves you and who doesn't want to.
Hmm.
And any man who wants to keep you financially caged doesn't love you in any way at all.
Hmm.
A woman that is loved is financially independent. She's a woman who can wake up in the morning and do good things for herself without depending solely on the husband. And also, the family has a role to play. Because in most of these cases, the woman's family is the one that makes her to stay in such kind of abusive marriages. So, the society, everyone need to do something concerning it.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
From Ikorodu.
Welcome. Go ahead.
The situation you just talked about, so I asked myself, is it real?
It's real.
Are you sure?
Why would I give you?
This thing they do me surprise now. Mm. But that's your answer, if it is real.
It is real.
I think I will blame the women to an extent.
Okay.
You know why I will?
Why?
You see, when you have your job as a woman, I believe to me, I can't stop you from going to work.
Okay.
But there is something that some men don't like. They like to be loved. And there are certain things that the wife is supposed to do for the man. If you allow your job to take you away from that, you might be creating issues. You get what I'm saying? That you have to do for your man. Mm. Don't say because you're making money, you might ignore a lot of things that you're supposed to do for that man. You believe, okay, I don't get money now. If you like making, no cook. If you like your food is in the fridge.
Okay.
That kind of a thing.
Let's even assume that you're right. And a woman who is working or has a business is neglecting her man. Is that a good enough reason to sabotage her business?
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm not supporting the man to do that. Even that bit of it, never. But I'm just trying to explain.
So can you blame the women then? Because let's say
that's why I was asking.
Let's talk about. I don't know. Will the general overseer of Elevation Church lie?
Because sometimes I look at these stories as if maybe these people are gender thing. These women are pushing around the whole world.
Is the general overseer of Elevation Church a woman?
I know, I'm just saying, because sometimes this agenda thing might try to bring some fix. But if you're saying it's true, that's what I was asking for. Is he real?
Would he lie? I'm asking you.
I don't know. Nobody can know he's lying.
No, people can know. People were at the event. So you're saying that there are no men that sabotage their wives' businesses.
It would be surprising to me, because that man must check his brain.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. Because I'm trying to wrap my head around how it's the woman's fault that her husband strips her naked in front of her staff because she ignored his needs as her husband. It's her fault. That's like saying that when police pulls you over and cocks gun at you because you did not smile very well, it's your fault for not smiling very well. I think we should, I don't know, we should refrain from blaming the victims of a crime. You know, as a culture, we tend to always look at the person that injustice is being done to instead of the person that is committing the injustice. We're always asking, well, what did you do to cause the injustice? Instead of, well, this is an injustice, it shouldn't have happened to you. We're always looking for, well, is there something you did to deserve the injustice? Instead of this is injustice, period. It should not happen to you, period. This is how to protect yourself against it, period. But maybe that's just me. 99.3. Hello.
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 Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am? Okay, that person's not ready. 99.3.
Yeah, hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Yes, I'm Elizabeth from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Elizabeth.
Okay. This reminds me of something that actually happened to my mom.
Okay.
I remember that when my mom got married, she was working with my dad at the same office.
Okay.
Then she joined the cooperative.
Mm.
My dad had to force her out of the cooperative.
Ooh.
Then he collected all the money she had there. Then Ooh. He spent it.
Ooh.
Yes. Then I remember what my mom did. My mom didn't tell us, though we're very close, but she didn't tell me. I just called her and I asked her, oh, so what is happening in the house?
Mm.
She said, I'm planning to change my school from next term. Don't come to that place and visit again.
Ooh.
Then she transferred herself. She didn't even tell anybody in the house.
Mm.
She transferred herself out of the place to another school.
Mm-hmm.
Then she joined the cooperative there.
Mm.
Let me now tell you what the husband did.
He came there
to make a lot of noise.
Oh, my.
That the money she's collecting, they had to be sending it to her account. They shouldn't be giving it to her, this, that, and this. I remember what her employer did.
Mm.
Her employer had to take it up, like, tell him, the next time you come to this place to look for this woman, I realize that she's your wife, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the next time you come here and make a lot of noise, I'm going to turn you to the police.
Ooh, love
so
it.
So he stopped coming.
Uh-huh.
And that was how she had her peace of mind.
Mm.
Let me tell you.
Mm.
Me, I'm a very brash young lady, right? I'll be married next year.
Okay.
I was with my fiancé today. Sandra, let me tell you what I did.
What?
So today I decided that I'm not going to cook until he goes,
okay.
Except he's able to cook.
Okay.
Then today, none of us ate. in this house. I ate biscuits. It's true. I need to stand up for myself right now so that by the time I get there, I will not find it so hard. Then for women too, Sandra, I really think that as women, we should have something doing before we get married. When a man sets you up, he has the mouth to talk to you, to destroy your property. I remember that when my aunt, when the husband got her a shop, then the day he just got to the shop, I was with them. He was calling her. She didn't pick up. He just called me in a haste. I'm going to die your sister's shop today. Every machine there, I'm going to destroy it. All the glass, I'm going to break it. All the this. Then I had to call my sister. See, your husband is coming. I don't know how you want to handle it. But whatever he's saying, just be looking at him. Don't say anything. Then, when she came back in the night, she now asked me that, when he came, he really destroyed my this, he destroyed my that. I said, did you say anything? He said, I didn't. She said, I didn't say anything. But by next year, I'll collect my ajo money. Then I'll use it to buy another one. When she bought another one for herself, the man was now angry. He was like, hey, it's another man that bought this thing for you. But since the time he's been going to that shop, he has never seen her with another man. And that was how he kept his dirty mouth.
So the solution is, have your own money before you get into the marriage and stand up for yourself, essentially.
Yeah, so stand up for yourself. Don't let family members push you around, because family members will keep saying, "Aye, man, hey, no, let me tell you how the Yoruba people will say it now. Shebi, they are my people. Hey, okolo lori aya now. The man is the head of the wife. Oh, so you as a woman now, you don't have your head, eh?"
Okay, let's leave it at that. Thank you very much for calling. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll keep talking solutions. How do women who want to make their own money protect their businesses, their careers, from a husband who wants to destroy them? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili on social media.
It's 2 minutes. 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
This is a glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. On hard facts. Hard facts.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. How do we protect women from financial sabotage by husbands? On this segment of Hard Facts, we discuss ways to destroy the invisible obstacles that prevent women from achieving social, economic, cultural, and political equality in our society. And before the break, I got a very interesting call. And she said to me, look, women need to stand up for themselves. And I love the answer she gave. She shared her own mother's story, how her mother and her father were working in the same office. And then, after they got married, they joined a cooperative and the father just started acting out of pocket. And the mother just gently transferred herself out of that office to another office. And then the father went to that office to go and cause trouble. And what did the employer do? The employer said, look, if you come here to cause wahala for your wife again, I'll hand you over to the police. And the husband stopped doing it, you know. Now, of course, he didn't stop all the drama in the house, but at least the workplace rose up to say, no, I'm not going to encourage you, you know. I'm not going to help you do this nonsense that you want to do. I've heard of some employers who insist that the salary will go to the account of the person that is working for them, or NGOs insist that this money that is about to go out to farmers, for instance, it's going to go to the actual farmers who are women instead of their husbands. Because sometimes husbands will come and say, oh, I pay it into my own account. Or wives will go and say, please pay it into my husband's account. NGOs will say, no, it must be in your name. It must be in your account. So these are a few systems. These are some things that some systems trigger, you know, systems in place that help protect women from husbands who try or who will sabotage the finances of their wives. Because that's the conversation we're having today. How can a woman protect her money, her financial freedom, from sabotage by her husband? How can a woman protect herself from a husband who wants to sabotage her financially? How can a woman who wants to make her own money, I'm not talking about women who want to work from home now, because, you know, when you're at home, taking care of children, cooking, providing, cleaning, you're working at home. You're not a housewife. You're working at home. It's a lot of work you're doing, you know. So the women who want to work outside the home, who want to build a business for themselves, build a career for themselves, how can we protect them? How can we protect their businesses, their careers from husbands who want to destroy them? Who should the women turn to? What steps should they take? What precautions should they take? What can a woman do to make sure that her husband cannot stop her from doing a job or running a business? Who else can help her? If a sister, a cousin, a colleague, a neighbor is going through this, what can I do to help her? What can all of us do to help the women around us whose husbands are sabotaging their businesses and their careers? Is there anything that we can do? I also like that the last call before the break said to me, Sandra, also have your own thing before you get into the marriage. Because some men, when they set it up for you, they feel like they can take it away from you. And she shared a story of her friend whose man set up a business for her. And because she wasn't picking coal, the man went to go and destroy everything he bought for that business. The woman just kept quiet, used money from her own personal savings and bought the equipment again. The man now started saying, no, another man bought it for you. But he sure didn't go to go and destroy that one, which is good because some men will still end up destroying that one too. Is there a role for employers? Is there a role for government? Is there a role for the church, for the mosque? How do we protect women from financial sabotage by husbands? 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Sandra, good evening.
Good
happiness
evening.
From Ikorodu.
Welcome, happiness.
Yes, Sandra, for me, do family meeting, call his family, call your own, call elders, let them hear what is happening. Don't keep quiet.
Okay.
Tell them that the man does not want you to make your own money.
Okay.
That is the enemy of progress. Call for a serious meeting. Then he will explain to them why he's stopping you from working.
Mm. Okay. All right. Call family meeting, she says. 99.3, hello.
Okay. Mm.
Hello.
Okay. All right. Call family meeting, she says.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Ola.
Ola, welcome. Go ahead.
So my opinion is actually that I feel, first is, I think the women were not raised, or we women rather, were raised to always be like at the direction of men.
Mm.
Like, because that's how a lot of us have been, or some people have been raised. Let me say a
All
lot of us. Because, yes.
Mm.
I, for one, was raised mostly in the direction of my dad.
Okay.
So I was doing everything my brothers were doing. And I was the only female. But still, I knew the things that females would do and all of that.
Mm.
But one thing is that if you value yourself as a woman, no man will push you around.
Mm.
Before the moment you start, don't even allow it. You know, something like, oh, it is love, or it's just showing you care. You know, that's how they will start it. They will start stopping you bit by bit.
Mm.
So know it ahead of yourself that this thing this person is doing, you know, is already trying to cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment you stop it before it starts, you will definitely be able to see it. And then let the person know that these are the things. I would like call for a talk.
Okay.
This is something you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is my work.
Mm.
This is my interest.
Mm.
You find a lot of women that their dreams have died, and this is what caused it.
Mm.
Because you find that after they just got married, they just got lost in all of everything, which I feel shouldn't be. Why the man is just out there growing his dreams and everything, and then the woman is just still behind raising a child. It's not like raising I think it should just be a collective job.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that a woman should be able to do for a child, a man can also do it. It can be learned.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing came from heaven.
That's right.
So while I'm doing one thing, the other person should also be doing the other. Why should my own job be stopped and then he can always move on? And then because of that, my own life is going down. I'm feeling sad somewhere. This is what our mothers are facing.
Mm-hmm.
They are not exactly totally fulfilled. They just say like, oh, my child is my happiness.
Mm.
I always tell my friends, even male or female, I don't want to be that kind of person. I don't want to even grow old and say that, oh, that I am running after my son's wife.
Mm.
I'm going to spend some time.
Mm.
I'm looking at how they are doing in their house. What's my business?
Mm.
Let me marry them for each other. If you let them see themselves now, they should live whatever you choose.
Mm.
My mom tries to do some kind of complaints like that. I tell her that, see, my brother is the person that married that person.
Mm-hmm.
Then him deal with it. It is his business. It is, I'm not that kind of sister-in-law that pokes it. No, it's not my business. You do yourself and I'm married. It doesn't concern me.
It doesn't concern me.
Exactly. So why should I think all this is just has to change.
Mm.
First of all, our parents used to raise females like males.
Mm.
Everybody just raise us like humans.
Mm.
Don't have to start segregating. Hey, woman has to be so somewhere, man has to be somewhere. No. Raise those all together.
Okay.
Then also you as a person have a value system, knowing that this is what you want or this is what I don't want.
Mm.
Can a woman tell a man not to do something? Say, like, oh, this job you are doing, stop it. Will the man stop it? So why should a man come and tell me to stop doing something I'm doing that? Except if it's bad, yes, you can advise me and tell me the pros and cons of it.
Because
I feel like they make married women feel like they lost their head after they got married.
Right.
Like you married an independent adult.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sandra. It's nice reaching to you today. Thank you.
Ola, thank you so much for calling. It was nice to talk to you as well. All right, let's keep talking. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah. I need to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
This thing is happening in my house as of this seconds.
Okay.
I stopped my wife. I don't want to get Asho.
Okay.
Because she happened to be a fashion designer for many times before we got married. So I studied when we are married. So she decided to tell me that she wants to start sewing man's clothes. She's struggling with men's clothes.
Okay.
So when I met you earlier, you happen to be your sex. You are a female tailor.
Mm-hmm.
So you are telling me that since then, I just shut him down. I'm not even to get her.
Why is this network doing like this? What is that? I wanna hear that. Anonymous, if you can, please call me back. If I got Anonymous right, Anonymous said that when he met his wife was sewing clothes for women. Now she's saying that she wants to expand and start sewing clothes for men. And because of that, he has stopped his wife from doing his business. You know, I'm thinking about this and I'm just looking at my husband and I'm like, so this man will now say, oh, Sandra, I don't like that you used to talk to men more than you talk to women in this your show. Because of that, stop going to your office. You're talking to too many men. You know, we'll go for events together and people will walk up to me and they're mostly men. You know, oh Sandra, I love your show. Sandra, oh my show, your show is so amazing. Oh my God, oh my God. Should he tell me, oh, because, you know, men are coming to you to come and tell you, I love your show. Oh, you're so beautiful. This, you should not, like... I don't know. It seems to me like you're saying to your wife, don't expand. Because you're describing somebody who is skilled, who wants to expand her avenue for enriching the family, enriching herself. And you're saying, no, because she's so inclusive, she wants to start sewing clothes for the opposite gender. That's suddenly a problem. I'm not seeing the problem, but maybe Lagos will see the problem and tell me what the problem is. Because I'm not seeing it. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Patrick.
Patrick, welcome.
Yeah, calling from the Butemeta.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think this issue should be centered mostly around men that are insecure.
Okay.
If your wife is trying to do something to bring in more income to the family, I think you should support her with everything you have. And again, this has to do with the society again.
Okay.
When you raise children, you should always tell them, you should always give your girl child confidence to attain every, you know, any height she wants to attain.
Mm.
And also watch out for any man that would want to truncate her career in any way.
Mm.
Besides, why would somebody be working and a man would be collecting the salary? That is crazy. That's nonsense. Whoever works should be able to collect a salary. If she decides to disburse it, it is a right and duty to disburse the way she wants to disburse. But any man who tries to strip his wife or anybody is total insecurity.
Okay, all right. Upbringing. A lot of people who have called in so far have said upbringing, the way we raise girls, needs to change. It reminds me of a friend of mine who was changing his daughter's diapers, you know, in a public place. And all the women around were like, hey, you're a good husband. You're such a good man. You're a good husband. The guy was just like, okay, because I did change diaper. It will be my picking. Which one be I'm a good husband because I did change diaper, you know? And he was like, why is the bar for men so low? Why is the bar for fatherhood and what a man is able to do with children? Why is it so low? You know, and we just had a whole conversation about it. You see, those women were raised that now them supposed to do that work. So when they see a man doing it, oh, he's doing something special and out of the ordinary. When he's just being a present father, doing what a parent should be doing for their child, changing diaper. Let me read comments I have on WhatsApp. This one here is from Muyideen. Muyideen says, I hope the woke generation are not biting more than they can chew. All our cultural norms have been thrown to the dogs. God help us all. Okay. Cultural norm was also you have to go and hunt in the bush and tap wine and bring in firewood. Why are you walking inside office and collecting AC? Or walking inside shop? Eh? Eh? That one too was cultural before. Now the nature of work has changed and everybody's working now. You say, no, let's hold on to the norms because you want to oppress women. We did. Yeah? We've got Nathaniel who says, this is a very long message. I'm trying to see if I have the time to read it. Okay, I've got the time. One of your last callers said it all. Do you know why most men go for second wife? Most times it's because of the neglect and lack of attention from the first wife. Most elite or career marriages don't last, especially lawyers and women bank executives. Every man wants undivided attention from his woman, and that's why they have side chicks. And whenever a woman sees herself with so much money, she jumps out of her husband's boat and starts coming home late, starts funny travels. Nathaniel also says, some women are unpredictable when they are empowered to be famous. The best business of a woman because of children, training care, attention, is buying and selling store. Nathaniel, you need to stop being so insecure, Nathaniel. You need to join us in the enlightened umbrella. you need to get out of that place that you're in. If your wife is not giving you attention, have a conversation with your wife like an adult. Don't start beating her and spoiling her work. Don't go and get side chick because you're not getting attention. Have a conversation like an adult. Communicate like an adult. An adult you be. If your husband is not giving you attention, communicate. Don't start doing small winchy-winchy things. Because if the reason why men are sabotaging their women financially is because they are not getting attention. Hey, do you see what you're admitting to me on live radio? Are you seeing what you're admitting? My wife is not giving me attention. Therefore, I will sabotage her ability to make money. Nah, man. You know, I don't know what you're saying. Are you hearing what you're saying? Let's take a break. This was the last glass ceiling of the year. The next one will happen next year. Let's talk about how your business went in 2022. That's coming up next.